Karabosa, I hope all is well. Today's daf is Bava Kamma daf Yud Beis. And again, may our Torah learning be a schus for Am Yisrael. May we be zocha to see Yeshua Bakarov. All right, Amen. Ken Yiratzon. So we're here on the bottom of Yud Beis, or Yud Aleph of Beis rather. And at the last for Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar, right? If you remember, yesterday we had like five or six. Don't remember how many there were exactly, but there were a bunch of these statements from Ula, right, in the name of Rabbi Elazar. And we're here by the last one, which again, they weren't necessarily related to each other. So here, Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hilchas Adalacha is Govin Min HaVodim. You can collect money, right, money that people owe, right, the guy can collect, right, from Avadim. He can collect one of the slaves that the guy owes, right, as payment. Now, that should be obvious, and obviously the Gemara will discuss that in a second, right? Slaves have value, right? If I owe you $100,000 and you have a slave that's worth $100,000, I should be able to collect that. Right? So the Gemara is obviously immediately going to ask that question. So I'm Rabbi Nachman Le'ula, I'm Rabbi Elazar, Afilumi, Yasmei. So the Gemara says, even from Yasmei. Now Rabbi Nachman asked Ula, right? Before we get to the question on why is that a Chiddush, right? First, Rabbi Nachman asked Ula, is that true from Yesomim as well? Are people who owe money, that the Yesomim, that their father, right? Their orphans, right? The father owed money to, right? Can those people be Govin? Can they come collect from the Yesomim? The Avadim, can they collect slaves for the money that they are owed? Why is that a good question? That's actually a good question because the halacha is that people who owed money, if the father had debts that he had to pay before he passed away, right, and the Yorshim inherited debts, so they can only collect from karkos, they can only collect from karka, and not from metaltalin, from movable objects. So that's the question. The question, that's what he's quite asking, is that are Avadim, and this is what we're going to talk about for a lot of today, right, do Avadim have the status of karka, or not? So he answered him, lo mine, no, meaning lo, comma, meaning no, meaning he didn't say no, just from mine, just from the guy, right, meaning just the guy himself, not from his yorshim, you can only collect avadim from the person. The Gemara says, mine, what do you mean? Now it asks the question, the obvious question, what do you mean you can collect avadim mine, right, from the guy? Right, what do you mean? Mine afila miglima dal katfe. Right, you can even collect literally, I mean, the shirt off his back. Meaning, he has to pay you somehow. Right, you can collect the shirt off his back. Tosos already over here. Right, if you look at Tosos, a few that second to last Tosos. Right, he says not really. You can't, if he literally has one shirt, you can't take the shirt off his back. Right, Rashi Tosos says that only if he has two. Right, obviously then you have to treat him with a little bit of respect. Or he says another possibility that if he has wearing very nice clothing, right, and he owes you, he has two shirts and one of them is worth $100 and one of them is worth, $5, you could take the fancy one that he's got on. Okay. But again, what the Gemara is trying to explain is that you're allowed to take anything that's worth value, right? Anything that's worth value, you can collect. So Gemara says, Nachumai Eskina, what's the case? Why do you have to tell me that you can collect avadim if someone owes you money? Shaso apotiki. Well, the case is where the guy who owes money, right, he made the slave as an apotiki, which basically means it's designated for payment. Right, that's if you look at the last Rashi over here, kolom mizeh yehelecha piron. Right, this is how, right, I'm going to pay you back. Now, why is that? And then what happened was, right, and then he sold him, right, to somebody else. Right, if you look at Rashi, right, kolom mizeh yehelecha piron. Vashmin Rabbi Elazar de imachro. If the guy then goes ahead and sells the slave to somebody else, gova balchov mimano. Right, the balchov, the guy who's owed money, can go get that slave from the other guy. Right, who he sold them to, even though we know that usually is only true by karka, only true by land, right, which has a lien on it. So here, if they made the slave as an apotiki, right, and then sold the slave, right, so then the guy who's owed money, right, can go collect the slave from the other guy, from the third party. Right, kidirava, like Rava said, damarava, I say avdo apotiki machru balchov gove imenu. Right, that's basically exactly, right, what we just said before. However, shoro apotiki, but if he made his shor an apotiki, I mean, if he designated and said this is how I'm going to pay you back, right, and then umachru, then he sold the shor in balchov gove imenu, and then in that case, the guy who's owed money cannot go and collect the money from the third party. My time, what's the difference between a shor and an evid? And ha isle kala, if I list like kala. Right, the discussion of what this means, but basically, Pasha says that one of them had people know, people find out about the fact that the slave, right, is marked for an apotiki, for a payment, and therefore, when the guy bought the slave, he should have known, or he probably did know, that it could have been used as payment. Or is a shor, right? A shor can be confused with other shorim, right? So that's a pashat. Guy has, you know, one 6'2" slave, right? So they're going to know that that's the guy, that's the payment he's going to give him, right? But a shor, right? A lot of oxen look the same, and people may not necessarily know about it. It wouldn't be public knowledge. Okay. The Bazar de Navak, fascinating. After Rav Nachman left, so Amr Lehu Ula, Hachi Amr Rav Lazar. Ula said, by the way, this is actually what Rav Lazar said, Afilu Miyasmi, right? We said before, right, that no, you can't collect a slave from Yisomim, from orphans. And then, after he left, right, so then Ula said, oh, by the way, Rabbi Lazar said that you actually can collect, right, from Yisomim, meaning that, as you'll see, we'll view it as karka. So Amar Rav Nachman, right, Ishtamatin Ula, right, and Rav Nachman, obviously, later on, said that Ula, like, avoided me, right, didn't want to get into this conversation, because, you know, I hold that it's also that you can't collect, necessarily, from the Yisomim. So Gemara says, Hava uvda dinar da, ve'igvu dayini dinar da, and Hava uvda b'vum disa v'agdubre v'agbe Rav Chana bar Bizna. So, sure enough, two stories where it happened in Narada, and also in Pumbadisa, where they allowed people to collect these slaves from Yisomim. Amalu Rav Nachman said, Zilu ahaduru, right, go back and return the slaves. Right, and if not, I'll make them collect from your own houses. Meaning, he felt that it was a tov b'dvar Mishnah, that basically the Dayanim were making a mistake in an obvious Mishnah taught halacha, in that case, which is the halacha, is that they would be chayav to pay from their own pockets. Meaning that Rav Nachman felt that strongly, right, about that halacha. Amalei Rava l'Rav Nachman, right? Ha'ula, what about Ula? Ha'la Rabbi Elazar, this Rabbi Elazar, Hadani de Narada, right? There's Narada, the Rav Chana bar Bizna. I mean, he basically listed all these people who said that Yisomim, that you can collect slaves, right? Avadim from Yisomim that owe money because of their father, right? You hold that they can't. So, Mark Kaman Svirale, right? Who are you holding like? Meaning, I got a list of all these people who hold against you. So, what are you going to say? So, Amalei said back to him, Rav Nachman said, Anu Masnisa Yadana. I got a braisa. Detani Avimi taught us that Prusbel Chal Karka. Kavino Chal Lavadim. Prusbel, again, Prusbel is you give over a debt to Beis Din, and then Shemitah does not cancel that debt. So that only works for karka, but not by slaves. So there you go. You see, it's metaltalin. Metaltalin nicknamed imma karka, and furthermore, right, you can acquire metaltalin, right, movable property with karka, v'ina nicknamed in avadim, but it doesn't work, right, with avadim. And again, that's just what that's a reference to, which we'll talk about in a second, is something called a kininagav. You can acquire items of one kind, i.e. metaltalin, right, movable stuff, agav, on the back of, or on the side of, I mean, or in addition to, karka. I mean, but the main transaction has to be karka, and oh, by the way, I'm throwing in, right, this metaltalin to the deal. So if you say that you can acquire something with karka, so that implies that, right, it's metaltalin and it's karka. If you can't acquire metaltalin with avadim, so we say that avadim is not like karka. All right, so therefore, right, it cannot be collected from the Yisom. Lema ketanai, maybe this is a machlokes tanaim. Machalo avadim v'karkoz, excuse me. If a person sold avadim and karkoz, hechzik b'avadim lo kana karkoz, if you do chazaka on the, if you have some sort of kinyan, let's say, a kesef or whatever, you do some sort of kinyan on the avadim, so you do not acquire the karka. Sorry, I just have a bout of hiccups. This is going to be a little awkward to navigate through. Okay, but karkoz lo kana avadim. If you do a kinyan on the karka, on the karkos, you don't acquire the avadim. Karkos are metaltalin, but if you're buying karka and metaltalin, so then hechzik v'karka kana metaltalin. If you took the karka, you do acquire the metaltalin, right? That's kinyan agav, that's what we talked about. The reverse is not true, but metaltalin lo kana karka, right? There's no kinyan agav if you're acquiring metaltalin, and then, in order to acquire the karka, you can't acquire the two of them at the same time, right? If you do the metaltalin first. Avadim and metaltalin, if it's slaves in metaltalin, then hechzik b'avadim lo kana metaltalin. If you have a chazak in the avadim, you're not acquiring the metaltalin. The metaltalin lo kana avadim, and vice versa is also true. So v'atanya, meaning to that brisa seems to imply very clearly, right, that avadim are not like karka, right? V'atanya, but the brisa, another brisa says hechzik b'avadim kana metaltalin. But if you do a chazak in the avadim, you are kona the metaltalin kinyan agav. My labaka mefugi, isn't this exactly Amachokas? Mar sarva avadim kimakarkoi dami. Mar sarva avadim kimetaltalin dami. Right, whether avadim, right, are considered to be karka or metaltalin. So Amravika, braid there avami, Maybe not. So I'm going to have a couple of possibilities why maybe this is not our machlokes. Everybody, maybe everybody holds that avadim are like karka. Right, so therefore, right, if you tell me that you acquire other metaltalin, I got the avadim. Right, if you acquire the avadim, then you get the metaltalin. So that works because that's already, you know, that's fine. That's a kinyan aga because avadim are like karka. Vaditani lo kana, but the brisa that says you don't acquire it. So that binyan karka do me da'arim mitsuros bi Yehuda. That's because right because the case. Because he holds that you require it to be like the lands that are Mitsuros, that have big walls, the big walled cities in Yehuda Delo Naidi that don't move, and Avadim move. What in the world does that have to do with anything? So that's actually the Makor, that's actually the source, as we'll see in a second. Excuse me. That's actually the Makor that the Gemara is going to quote for the concept of a Kinyan Agav, that you can acquire Metaltalin Agav, the karka. The time is middle of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, remember we did the beginning of Kiddushin. The chasim she'in le machrayas. Nickname him the chasim she'in le machrayas. You can acquire, again, if you remember, this is code phrase for metaltalin and karka. You can acquire nechasim, property that does not have an achrayas, that does not have like a responsibility to pay back, i.e. metaltalin, right, which you're not putting a lien on. You can acquire that with nechazim that do have a lien, that do have a requirement, that do have a responsibility, i.e. karka. Because of shar v'chazaka, right, regardless of how you acquire the property. Minani mili, how do you know? Amar chizkit, amar karka. Pasuk says, right, Pasuk in divrei hayamim, yeah, because it is the sons of Yehoshaphat. So the Pasuk says, v'yitein lahem avihem matanos rabos lekezet v'lzav v'lindanos him arim etzios b'Yehuda. Right, he gave them all that stuff, matanos rabos, a lot of gifts, money, etc., with these fortified cities. That seems to imply the Kenyan Agav, right? The Kenyan was on the cities, and he happened to give them all this stuff, right, with the cities. So, okay, so that's how that brisa is holding. It has to be something that doesn't move. Avadim move around. So in that case, in that realm, they're not like karka. Excuse me. Some people say that no, that everybody's not that this again, one we said that's one way to understand that that's not our machlokes over here, that everybody holds that avadim are like karka. Now we're gonna say the opposite. Some people say kuliyama avadi kemetaltalin dummy, that everybody holds that avadim are like metaltalin. The Bryce says that therefore you can't do a Kenyan Agav with avadim, makes sense, because you can't do that with metaltalin, right? If you acquire metaltalin, you can't get other things, right, at Kinyan Agav. Hatani Kana, but the Bryce says that it works, right? How does that work? What, I thought you can't do a Kinyan Agav if they're metaltalin. Oh, my goodness. But Odan Olav, the case is where they are still on them, meaning that the guy is wearing the clothing. So that's the stuff you're going to acquire with the Avadim, and that's because of a Kinyan Chatzar. Right, there's a concept that if you buy a chaser, right, and you have there's stuff in it, so then you can acquire the stuff that's in the chaser. So therefore, there's going to be a kinyan chaser, right? Then the guy that you acquire the eved, right, and he is wearing some clothing. So you can acquire the stuff on top of it. That's mitzad midin chaser. Gemara says 1 second, but that doesn't work either. V'chi odin alav my havi. Right, even if he's wearing the stuff, who cares, right? Chaser me'alechazi. He's a walking chaser. V'chaser me'alechaz lokana. And a chatzah that's walking around doesn't acquire. Right, it's not halakhically a chatzah, right? It moves. But if you tell me, well, okay, maybe the slave is just standing there. Right, Rava said that if the guy is moves around, I mean, if the item in question would move around, then you wouldn't acquire it. So even if it's just standing there, that wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, v'hilchasabakavus. What are we talking about? The halacha is where the slave is tied down. So in that case, yeah, in a chinami, he wouldn't be a chatzar mina halachas because he literally couldn't go. So therefore, you could acquire it with the stuff on his back. Okay. Ve'atanya, but what about another brisa? Hechzik bakarka kana avadim. That seems to imply, again, what our brisa had said before, that it's not true, that you can't do a kinyanagav with avadim on algav, right? Algave karka, that you can't acquire karka and then acquire avadim. This brisa says that you can. So awesome, om de mitzocha, right, again, that's what we suggested before, that it's a kinyan chatzar, right, and therefore, since they're in the field, then you acquire them as well. But that implies, again, if that Brisa means that it's talking about a case where the Avadim are standing in the field, and they are kana, they are acquired with the field. So the first Brisa, that whole long list, which one of the examples we taught was, you cannot acquire slaves, aga of karka, right? That implies, if the case where you can't acquire them is when they're standing in the field, the case where you can't acquire them is when they're standing outside of the field, right? Mechal dehai lo kana kishayinu. So that's a problem, because Anicha the Halishna the Amarav Ika Brederav Ami Avdi Kimatatul and Dami. That only works according to the version that we assume that Evadim is metaltalin, because hainu di e om de mesocha in ready lo lo, because that's why it depends on where they're standing. But according to the Lishna, right, the version of how we understood that everybody holds that avadim are like karka, lamali om de mesocha, who cares that these slaves are standing in the field? Hamar Shmuel machalo eser sadas beser medinos kevin sheyechzik beachas mehem kana kulam. If you want to buy, you do a big transaction, big real estate deal, you want to buy 10 fields, 10 different places, all you need to do is a chazak on one of them. Right? So chazak on one of them, we assume that the whole land is connected, right? Again, the Chora, they're all on the global earth, right? And the Chora, they should be able to be acquired wherever they are. So who cares where the slaves are standing? If you're saying that the Avadim are like Karka, shouldn't matter if they're in the field or not in the field. So Gemara says, well, the other way doesn't work either. If you tell me, according to the Lashon that says that Avadim are like metaltalin, right? What do you need them, right, to be in the field? Right, Hakaimalan, where am I? No, did I skip the... No, yeah. Hakaimalan, we learned. Right, the Lobin and Tziburin, right? The halacha is, right, that we don't need tziburin, right? That we don't need, what's it called? That we don't need, right? Again, if you remember, look at Rashi, right? Rashi brings us back to that sugya and kiddushin, that metaltalin is nikne agav karka. It doesn't matter where the metaltalin is, right? You don't need the metaltalin to be in the field, right? If you're going to get a watch as an addition to your real estate purchase, you don't need the watch to be in the field that you bought. So elamai ischa lemeimar. Rather, what are you going to say? Shana mitaltalin to 90. Mitaltalin to low 90. 90. Excuse me. Right, what are you going to say? Mitaltalin that moves, right, is different than mitaltalin, right, that doesn't move. Right? Hakinami, shani mikarke denai, mikarke denola, little low 90. Again, we said before, right, there's a difference between whether the karka moves or not. And therefore, there's also a difference with mitaltalin. Sorry, other way around. We said that metaltalin, the difference between metaltalin moves and metaltalin that doesn't. So too is the difference between karka, quote unquote, that moves and karka that doesn't. Right? Avdim kardinaiti, who, right, obviously an evid is land that moves, quote unquote, and hasam sadin da'ara chadu, but over there, right, the entirety of the world is one brick of land, as we said before, right? So you can acquire, what that basically means is that you can acquire different pieces, excuse me, you can acquire different pieces of land, you can acquire different pieces of land at the same time. Meaning, if you have one field here, one field there, fine. The entire world is sadna da'ara chadu, right? The entire world, right, is one earth, right? So that works, right? But if you're talking about avadim that move around, right, in Echanami, that's not shayat. That's not shayach to the karka. Meaning, yes, avodim have the status of karka, but they're not going to be able to be acquired with karka because they're not ad kedei kach that they're not considered to be land unless they're mamish standing in the land that they are trying to be acquired with. Okay. Excuse me. Nechazim shein lev and mi'ila. Again, we had said in the Mishnah, right? Nechazim don't have mi'ila. Again, if a person is not going to is not going to have to pay if a person if the shore damages, right, the nechasim, right, that don't have me'ila, meaning that you will be chayiv in that case, but if the item in question is shaykh to me'ila, right, so then you're not going to be chayiv for the nezek, right? Again, we learned that from the pasuk of shor reyehu, right? Shor reyehu v'lo shel hekdesh, right? That's what we said. So also, again, it's a funny way of phrasing it, and the Gemara is going to latch onto this right in a second. But basically what that means is that shor shel hekdesh, right, if your shor damages shor shel hekdesh, right, then it's not going to be chayiv Shagavar says, Milahuda Leslai, Hamakachi Kachi. Again, since the Mishnah wrote it in a funny way, it didn't say Ashur Shal Hekdesh, it said Ashur that is not Shayach to Me'ila, which implies that we're talking about a case where the Shor gore is something that is Kadosh, but is not Shayach to Me'ila. Right? And Me'ila is the Isser of using Hekdesh, using Kachim. And that's an Isser, it doesn't apply to everything. So, Mantana, who's this Shita? Right, implying that if a shore gore is something that is kadosh but does not shayach to me'ila, right, you're going to be, in that case, you're going to be chayiv for the damage. But if it's shayach to me'ila, you're not going to be chayiv for the damage. Whose sheet is this? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, right, b'kachim kalim. Right, this is Rabbi Yochanan, said that by kachim kalim, the Mishnah is talking about kachim kalim, v'alibad Rabbi Yosef Glili. This is according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita, right? The Amar Mamon Bailim, because Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that Kachim Kalim is Mamon Bailim. It belongs to, right, the person who owns it, right? Normally, again, there's a discussion whether it's Kachim Bailim, right, or Kachim Bedek Abayis, or it's Kachim Mamon Gavoa. Question is, right, who does the item, right, when you designate something as a korban, right, who owns that? It's a lot of nafkaminas. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that if it's Kachim Kalim, it still belongs to you. Tanya is learning Brisa. Umala mal, I have just bought, but it should be maybe it's a misprint to my Gemara, but it should be mal mal bashem. It should be a slash over there. Okay, la rabos, right? Kachim kalim shema mono, right? If a person, you know, that includes, right? Again, that's a lacha of taking a shvua, and a person a mal mal bashem turning a false shvua, and basically that's. Excuse me. That's basically a person. If a person takes a shvua about Hekdesh, right, he doesn't have to pay, right, what's it called? Doesn't have to pay a chomesh, doesn't have to pay an extra one-fifth, and he doesn't have to bring a korban asham. But Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that there is a din that is included in that, and that's kachim kalim, because that belongs to a person. That doesn't belong to Hekdesh. That doesn't belong to Mamon Gavo, that's Mamon Bailim. Right, so a person swears, right, has a shvua that's false, right, by some sort of issue with kachim kalim. Let's say, you know, he was a shomer for a kachim kalim. Kachim kalim could be, what's an example of kachim kalim? Could be a korban shlamim, it could be a bechor, right? Okay, as opposed to like an ola, where it was a higher level of kedusha. So anyway, so if a person has let's say he's a shomer on a shlamim, and he says, I don't know what you're talking about, and then he lies, right, and he actually did have this ox, and he lost it, or whatever it is, right? So that's a mal amal b'ashem, right? It may basically that he's lying, right? In that case, he is going to be chayev to pay the one-fifth, right, the extra chomesh, and bring the korban asham. So that's what it means, l'rabos kachim kalim shemamono, that includes kachim kalim into this halacha, that you have to pay the extra money and bring the korban asham. And again, that's because, right, he holds that kachim kalim belong to the bailim. I have a time, but doesn't the Mishnah say, makash bechalko, bein kodesh kadosh, and bein kachim kalim. In that case, right, we're saying that if a person is mekadesh with his thing, with an item, right, with, again, this time a coin, gets a piece of a korban. But regardless of whatever status the korban was, if a kachim kam, kachim kadashim, it's Einu Mekudeshes. Maybe that's against Rabbi Yosef Glili, since Rabbi Yosef Glili says that kachim kalim, right, it becomes your money. It says a filtemo Rabbi Yosef Glili. Not really. It's, you could say that's Rabbi Yosef Glili shita. Ki amar Rabbi Yosef Glili mechaim. Aval lacha shita afil Rabbi Yosef Glili mode. Really, only Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that kachim kalim, right, only belong to the bailim. That's before shechita, but after shechita, again, we're talking about that mission is talking about a case where you're mekadesh someone with a korban, right? The kohen takes the portion of the korban that he got and says, "Right, mekudeshesli." Right, that's after shechita. That already, Rabbi Yosi Aglili would agree that that's already mamon gavoa. That's already from a kodesh baruch hu, shulchan gavoa, right? And he's been zocha, he's been given a gift, but it really belongs to kodesh baruch hu, and it's not really his. The Gemara asks, no, what's Rabbi Yosi Aglili really say, that while the kachim kalim is still alive, it really belongs to the bailim? That's not what that's in the Mishnah. Bechor, or by a bechor, mokrin oso tam chai, ubamum chai v'shochor. Meaning that you can sell a bechor, right, to a kohen while it's either, when it's tam, what means there's no mum, right? And chai, and it's alive, i.e., as we have in the parentheses, not shechted, that would be azer. That would be azer b'ana. Ubal chum, ubal mum, chai v'shechted. And if it has a mum, so then regardless of whether it's alive or shechted. When mekajim bo's isha, and you can use it for kiddushin. Right? V'amar rabbi nachum, amar rabbi revua, right? Lo shanu, ela b'chor b'smanazet. And they said that the name of Rabbi Barvua, that's only nowadays. Right? They gave him the low chazu lakravah, since you can't bring it as a korban, ishlu the kohanim zechiva gavayah. The kohanim keeps some sort of kinyan and bailus and ownership in it. Alvaz manjbez and the shkayim, but back in the day, right, the chazi lakrav alone, right, you could have brought it as a korban. No. The eisvei Rabbi Nachman, and let's just, one second, hold on, we'll get to the point we're trying to make. And Rav asked Rav Nachman, "Umolam al b'Hashem, the rabbis kachim kalim shem amono." Did Rav Yosef Glili? Doesn't Rav Yosef Glili hold that kachim kalim are mamon bailim, right? That and I a bachor is mamon bailim, so he would hold, right, that even during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, right, that you it does belong to the bailim. And Mishani Ravina, and Ravina had answered, but b'chor b'chutz la'aretz v'libid Rabbi Shimon talmar v'libid Rabbi Shimon. That we're talking about a case where the b'chor was outside chutz la'aretz, and this is Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Amar who says in bo t'mimim yikervu in bo in l'chachil alo. That really holds that you shouldn't bring korbanos from chutz la'aretz. I mean, a b'chor from chutz la'aretz, right, that came from Eretz to Eretz Yisrael, right, as you can bring it if it's tamim, if it doesn't have a mum, but l'chachila you shouldn't. Right, so again, that's that. In that case, right, we're talking about b'chor outside of Eretz Yisrael. That already can be mamon bailim. But l'chora, I mean, he understood what we're saying is that Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that a mum that in Eretz Yisrael, right? It's not allowed. You're not allowed to sell it. I mean, that and v'im isan. If you're telling me that it's true that you hold it mamon bailim, t'chem Rabbi Yosef Aglili mamono hu mechayim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is basically saying that Kachim Kalim belongs to the Bailim when they're alive. Lishni, meaning, and why didn't Ravina give that answer? Right? Why didn't he came with that whole, what's it called? He came with the whole answer, oh, it's Rabbi Shimon, right? It's from Chutz La'aretz. You could have just said, right, it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that Kachim Kalim belong to the Bailim. V'har Rabbanan, the one of Nachman, right, who says that you're not allowed to sell it, right, during the times of Beis HaMikdash, that's going to Chachamim, we'll hold this, not my own Bailim. So Gemara says, no, that's a different case. A Bechor is a different kind of Kachim Kalim, because that's Matanos Kahuna Kamarta. Now, you're talking about Matanos Kahuna, but Bechor is a gift that you give to the coin, right? Because shani matnos kahuna the chizaku mishulchan kavoa kazaku. That's one of the gifts you have to give to the coin, similar to truma, whatever. I said that doesn't necessarily belong to the bailim. That's from Akash Baruch Hu, and he's giving them a gift. But other kachim kalim, right? You could necessarily hold, right, that they are mown bailim. Okay, I apologize for the hiccups, but it's kind of hard for me to stop and then restart right when the hiccups go away. So all right, hopefully that wasn't too distracting. We'll wish you a tremendous day or night, depending on wherever you are and whenever you're listening to this. May we be zochah to hear b'saras tovos and have a good chodesh. Amen. Kenny Rotson.